Ich tade mich eine Tade, tade keinem. We're going to talk a little bit on the Chomesh Averos She'ovar Oysa Rosha Boysa Yoyim. And something that we could take home with us. I also want to connect it to a fascinating Beis Halevi on this pasuk of Halitani. My graduate was talking this week to the Chabur in Eretz Yisrael, the Kail in Eretz Yisrael, or Ruven Yerushalayim. We were talking about the union of the whole idea that Yaakov was born second, the whole Shtal Shulos HaDvorim, why wasn't he born first? All the tzoros that Yaakov went through, Pashas Toldos, Pashas Vayetze, Pashas the beginning of Vayishlach, it all seems to be a Shtalshalus from the fact that he wasn't born first. If he would have been born first, everything would have been on a silver platter. He was a Bechor. Wouldn't have had to schwindle out the Bechora, the Bochicha B'milma, the ganze Meisen. It's a Pella. So that's a tzorichin and gadol. We've spoken about this in the past. And the tamtzis hadvorim that I always felt was adarabba. That was Yaakov's job. Yaakov's job was to seek out the Bukhara. That's how you become a Bukhara. It's not on a silver platter. Adarabba. That was his avoida. And that's why the Eibishter left the name Yaakov. The name Yaakov represents that he was held back. He was holding on to Esav's leg. He was trying to be the Bechor, but it didn't work out for him. So L'chaira, the Eibishter, when he gave him the name Yisrael, should have wiped away Yaakov. Right? By Avram, L'chaira Avram is not even a negative name. It just doesn't have the ma'ila of Avam and Goyim. But the Eibishter gave a lav, Lo Yikori. Not allowed to call Avram Avinu by the name Avram. And by Yaakov, Akel, Shimcha Yaakov. Baby Shtavakel said, Loi Sheyaka Yaakov Mim Koyman. So I said that, I think that's Merumas. That's not the message I want to give you today. I want to talk about a different Nakuda, but it's an important insight. That the way he became a Yisrael was being a Yaakov. Fighting for it. Pushing for it. That was the main idea that I was trying to convey. And that's why ultimately Yitzchak Avinu recognizes that. And when Esav tells him that my brother took my Bechira, so it's a very strange response that Yitzchak gives him. Right? I was telling the younger light in Eretz Yisrael, I say, imagine you buy a gift. One of your kids is a good kid. He deserves a gift. You buy him a special gift. Mamish Dover Miyuchid. And on Purim, when you're stickle drunk, and everybody's dressed up with masks, the younger kid comes over to you and asks you for the gift. You're shikir, he's shikir, everybody's dressed up, you don't know who's who. And you give him the gift. Imagine after Purim, the Bechor comes to you and he says, Tate Leib, where's my gift? And you look at him, you go, Bochicha B'milma. Your brother came to me on Purim. I was drunk. Everybody was dressed up. He looked like you. It sounded like he didn't sound like you. I don't know what he sounded like. And I gave him the gift. And guess what, Tatele? He's keeping it. Meshugin Kopagai. Call the kid in. You discipline him. You tell him you're not getting a gift for the next 6 months. Come over here. The pshat is that now your brother came and it was nizgale, and you're telling me you sold him the bechira. This is the first time that Yitzchak heard that. So you're telling me that basically he's running after the bechira and you're throwing it in the garbage. Okay, so ebazoi, gamboria. So that remains Yaakov's medal of honor. That he was mukiv and he fought for it. So my message to them was, and it's to you as well, kinyonei ruchni don't come from things on a silver platter. They come from the things that you seek out, that you try. But I want to tell you a different yesod. Because we see there's a tremendous emphasis. Vayivez Esav es habachor. Right? It's almost strange, the whole context. Vayivez Esav es habachor. Why are we even talking about that? That's like such a kleinigkeit. Chomesh averis over oisei rosh abosei. Bona ishasish. Horagas hanefesh. Kofa b'ike or kofa b'tchis habesim. This is a shkinsatzkele. Right? You get a letter like that back from yeshiva. Just want to let the parents know. Your kid had a rough day today. Very rough day in yeshiva today. And then you tell him, by the way, he's very disrespectful to his English teacher. Shkoyach. That's the meiser. That's like the Maccabi Patish. Fayivez Esav es habachor. And what's almost more fascinating is that the only thing that the Torah spells out is that. The other things is the Chmaramis. For oye from Mitzicha. Everything is like hidden. So the crime, the outstanding crime that the Torah tells us explicitly is Vayivez Esav es habachor. Strange. Very strange. So I'm going to tell you a machshove that actually hit me this year when I was being mavesedre. As I told you, I was makabel this year that when I'm mavesedre, I should think differently than I thought in the past. I should always come up with a different... Usually mavesedre, I used to always just go with the old mahalchim in my head. So there's a fascinating Beis Halevi that I think could shed some light on what's going on. So I want to be ma'ur you to one important nakuda. I'm sure it bothered all of you as well. Not now, all the years, whenever you learn Pashas told us. On the one hand, Chazal tell us that Esav was such a Rosha. Chomesh Averis. This Chazal itself. Chomesh Averis over Esav Rosha Basim. It sounds like he was Shreklach. He was the worst of the worst. On the other hand, Vayav Yitzchok. That's Esav. Yitzchok Avinu didn't know that his kid was a Ritzeach, adulterer, idolater. Didn't know that. He only knew about his Shailas and Hilchas Maisvis, Heich Maasim and Samelach. It's almost unacceptable to think that way. Unacceptable to think that way. Right? Every now and then, Don Holo, all the members of Don Holo could appreciate this. You meet with parents, and they're clueless about their kids. My kid? This is my kid. And we're not talking about Chas V'Shalom, these kind of Averis. And sometimes you look at them and you go, hello, where are you? By me, always there's a limit source. So I say, Fakaret. That's a parent. I once had a Don Holo meeting. Don Holo was mamish upset afterwards at the parents. They were so out to lunch. So I'm sure maybe Don Holo remembers this. I said, but you should know. I have no time on the parents. Adarabba. Tosa mama. The mother was just saying, you know, how gavaldic her son is, and, you know, she was in denial. I said, that's a mother. A mother has to be a shtickle in denial. That's a mother. I said, a person who doesn't have somebody who's in denial about them is a yosem. Every yid should have somebody that's a shtickle in denial about them. Tosa mama. Yeah. A shtickle in denial. And if the mother's in complete denial, at least the father shouldn't be. If you have two parents in denial, then you have a shtickle tzoras. Then you're also a yos. It's good to have a mame for zet gut. And especially when other people are talking to her. When other people are talking to her, I was just telling you, I've been seeing, when we used to have meetings about our children, not chas v'shalom, that our children were ever troublemakers. Chas v'shalom. Never. Never. But I'm only have a meeting with the you know, in elementary school, for it. Ain't tzadik bo'ot, as she has a table yechto. They have a meeting. The Rebbetzin always, by the meeting, defended my child. I would sometimes look at her like, Always. And then we'll get to the car. And she'll say, okay, so what are we going to do, Taki? B'fnei acherim, I have to, ich bin amane. Now, Taki, we have to do something about this. It's a problem. Taki, do something about it. Good. That's amane. To think that Yitzchak Avinu was in such a degree of denial is degrading to the Omur Avoida to think such a thing. He didn't know anything about Gornish Kibbutz. It's kind of saying. So there's one very important Nakuda, forgetting all the side Nakudas, there's one very important Nakuda to understand, that all of these Averis that Chazal say he did were not blatant crimes. You have to understand that. You read the Chazal, Baal Na'amah Rasa, we always think Baal Na'amah Rasa, that's like the worst. That is the worst crime. Baal Na'amah Rasa, Na'amah Rasa, Beskila. Right? Na'amah Rasa gets the Misa Chamura. However, you learn why we so machma with Na'amah Rasa. There's all kinds of mahalchim, how, why we so machma. There's much less of a limud schus on a Na'amah Rasa. Not that there's ever a limud schus for Eishes Ishizinsa. But you could have a married woman, very bad shalom bias. There's all kinds of machloikis in the house. She went into... It's not a limud schus. Just saying. And now Marasa Chedacha, Akalish is into like under her chuppah. So we think of now Marasa as the worst of the worst. But if you look in the Pirish Bali HaToysis, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, and also if you look in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin, where it's brought down this Baal Na'amurasa, Tosfos points out a very obvious question. Which again, when you're a little kid, you don't think about it. But as an adult, you should. There is no such a thing as a Na'amurasa by a goy. It's not an Eishesish. Eishesish is only v'hu bulas baal. Right? All there is a bulas baal. There is no eris in the halachic. So Erison is like today, like an engagement party. Has no halachic ramifications. So what's the big deal? What was so bad? We always think, Baal Na'amurasa, oh, we think of Na'amurasa Beskila, it was the worst. No, comes to Isis. He says, in time, Ha'aloi lo'in stavu ala Na'amurasa, because I mean in Perakabim, he says, Bulas Baal yesh lo'em. There's the chuppah v'lein nimalo, ain't lo'em. Even if she went to the chuppah already. She went to the chuppah, and you know how the goyim do with the vows, with the this, until death do we, right? That's all a bunch of garbage. Still garnished. She's mezana by a wedding. She's not. It's pretty disgusting, but it's not halachically. Zok toisus voimeri to afal pi shaloi nitztavu mechur adomo. It's mias. The shame. Ah, that's a whole different story. Now we think, okay, horagas hanefesh. Horagas hanefesh. So it's almost like his nus was also bemirma. Wasn't blatant's nus. There's even the yukim again. I don't want to go through all these because I want to bring out one point here. There's many rayas from Chazal that even other woman that he took other pilakshim, it says, hechikon mi balehem, and he took them as pilakshim. So there's all kinds of rayas from Chazal that he was first merachik them from the baal. He was very charismatic, he was a powerful person. He got them to leave. By a goy, that's the end. The marriage is over once they leave their husband. That's geirushin. So he managed, he was a Nisht shame. They say, okay, horagas hanefesh. Psh, horagas hanefesh. Nimrod! He killed Nimrod. She gave him a bracha. Killed Osama bin Laden. Do you call the team that killed Osama bin Laden, do you call them murderers? I don't know. You give them medals of honor. He killed Nimrod. He had l'chayr two aterim to kill Nimrod. First of all, Nimrod's Nimrod. Megidim v'loy mailim. And Nimrod was trying to kill him, Chazal tells us. He was also a roidiv. So he killed Nimrod. Okay? So now we already see dealing with that. Nishta Zay Poshet. Yitzchok was a lot smarter than all of us put together. And he knew his nishane. He knew medaf abissel masar, medaf farechten zach. But there's what to farecht here. There's what to work with. There's what to work with. In fact, even his averis are... exactly, he was kofrin tchis amesim. Was he chayiv in tchis amesim? Was he chayiv to believe in tchis amesim? Was Esav chayiv to believe in tchis amesim? You know what the answer is? No. He wasn't chayiv in the Yud Gimel Ikra. We don't realize. Dosan Vavirim. We think Dosan Vavirim. I gave a shmuz a couple of years ago on Dosan Vavirim. We think of them as... it's unbelievable. Dosan Vavirim had a lot of good to them. When they were fighting with each other, Dosan Vavirim, Dosan was divorcing his wife Shloimis because she was with the Mitzri, but it was only an oinus. He wasn't mechuyev to divorce her, but he felt for it was a begam and kedusha, whatever. He wanted to divorce his wife. Aviram was her brother. They were brothers-in-law. They weren't stam two gangsters fighting. He was defending his sister. He was defending Kedushas Yisrael. These weren't gangsters. You know, when we learn as little kids, they have I remember when I was a little kid, they had a picture of Dosan Aviram. They looked like very bad guys. And one guy's going like this, and I call him out. Right? It wasn't and not only that, they were the Shoytrei Yisrael. Dosan Vavirim was Shoytrei Yisrael. Shoytrei Yisrael were the ones that were huku al yidei b'nei Yisrael. Those are people that were moisa nefesh for klal Yisrael. So again, so you wonder how they lasted so long. Elamai, they didn't go out, Chazal tell us. They didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Why didn't they go out of Mitzrayim right away? They're the ones who stayed in Mitzrayim. The Targum Yonason says they told Pari about them. Because they thought that he's taking Klal Yisrael out too early. They knew about the Bnei Ephraim that left Koidim Akeitz, and they all died. So they thought this is catastrophic. This is going to have a problem for Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, they would have died in the Yemei Choshech. Because those Jews who neglectfully didn't believe, died out. Why did Dosan Vavirim survive? Again, this is not a shmuz about Dosan Vavirim. I'm just giving you some food for thought. Because they weren't mamish. They had fruma cheshbonis. Fruma cheshbonis. Tell me, yeah, but they didn't believe in Moshe. Guess what? There's an Ebenezer in Parshas Bishalach. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdei. That Klaisel, two mountain Torah, weren't mechuyev to believe in Nevuah's Moshe. Alish Tate Nevenezim. By Matan Torah, Vagam Bechoy, Aminu Loyalam. By Matan Torah, we were commanded to believe in Nevuas Moshe. If you look in the Parshas Beshalach. So Dosan Vavirim got Ganser Cheshboinus, Oiskal mit the Rambam, Oiskal mit the Ganser Meise. And they were so frum that when Oin Ben Peles, when his wife saved him, how was she saving from Dosan Vavirim? She took off her shekel. She knew that Dosan Vavirim, if they're going to see a lady without a shekel, they're going to run for the hills. I don't run for the hills. I've seen ladies without shekels. Unless they see them and they're bald, then probably I would run for the hills. We're not so frum. Like the Oroch HaShulchan says, Avadeh, Chmeineh, Avadeh, if we saw a frum of Freud without a shetel, Poshet is a bizoyin. I'm sure you all saw some married woman with her hair uncovered, right? You didn't have a heart attack. Dosan Vavirim, Givan Azel, Chan, Shei Kedusha, they're going to run away. So it's not what you see. You know, you think it doesn't matter. So you can understand now the way I'm telling you that people could have known Dosan Vavirim as Gantz Feiner mentioned. People that were moist and Ephesim and trying for Klal Yisrael. People that were worried about Klal Yisrael leaving too early. People that probably kept on thinking again and again whenever there was a problem, oh, you see, it's because we left early. So Gantz Cheshboinus. So they were wrong and they ended up dying by Korach. They didn't have a good ending. So Esav was a whole Cheshman. Taisu says it was mechuyer. Mechuyer hadov. Mechuyer hadov. The only thing the Torah tells us about Esav here is that when he came for this lentil soup, he told his brother, Haliteini no, he told Yankiv Avinu, Haliteini no min ha'odom odom hazeh ki oyeh fanoich. Ki oyeh fanoich. So what's oyeh? So how do you learn Pashut? Chazal say, you know, he came from the field, he murdered a bunch of people, he was exhausted, he had a rough day. He needed a shower. Right? It's a strange thing. Chazal tells us he was so tired, he couldn't, like, almost like a Jose Bulmas, he couldn't pick up the spoon. He couldn't pick up the spoon. And that's what the Torah tells us, ki oyev anochi. That's the message I want to tell you. Because that's what Chazal tells us. That's what the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us about this event with Esav, when ultimately it goes down. This is where Esav shifts, he loses his Bechira, he goes down. This is the end of Esav, right? The end of Esav is right here, the beginning, by when we're up to Sheni, in the Sefer Torah, it's over for Esav. He sells the Bechira, it's over, right? So the only thing we see here is, the Torah says, Vayivez Esav asa Bechira. And it says, Ki oyev anochi. So I think Rabbi said, a pshat is pashat. This is what hit me this year. That Esav Arosha, this was mamish on the time. This was the Avelus of Avraham Avinu. This lentil soup was actually Michael Avelim, that you give in all the lentils. And that's what this lentil soup was. It was the Michael Avelim on the Nichum Avelim of Avraham Avinu, to Yitzchak. To Yitzchak on the Misa of Avraham Avinu. Now, isn't that strange? That Esav tanks now? If you look today, even like in the secular world, sometimes you see one sibling is religious, the other sibling is not religious, like some of these older, you know, American families. You see by the funeral and by the Shiva, the secular Jews, they're forbidden. Touches them, you know, it's a touching time. It's a time of Israxus. And religiosity comes out then. That's when a person's more religious. That's when you see the shiny silk yarmulke. On the yard side, you got the yiskarol, right? You got the kaddish with the silk, with the tall silk, pink yarmulke. They have to make them black. But that's not a colorful, the tall silk. I want to come up with a flat black. Just stop, no, but see, maybe we could mufalsim it. Yeah, it just looks more Jewish. Those look like a pope. Lemaise, that's when the Yiddishkeit comes out. The Ayidin who became firm from that, you should know. The Ayidin who became firm from right when a parent died, they started saying Kaddish. That brought them to Yiddishkeit. That's a ace of tanks. When Avram dies, doesn't even wait for the Shiva. The first day Shiva, Sudas Havora. It's strange. It's also strange. On the list of strange things. Would it not make sense that he, after the Shloshim, maybe? What happened? So I want to suggest like this. The Beis HaLevi says a fascinating thing. He says, it sounds like Esav couldn't even take the spoon and take a little lentil soup. So again, the way the Pasha Taich is, he was talking so shvach. Esav was a giant. Esav was a powerful man. Esav was a competition for Nimrod. It's hard to envision. I don't think I ever felt in my life like I can't pick up a spoon, Baruch Hashem. Even cellulitis. Even when I, the first couple of hours of cellulitis, when I feel like, Chtav Zog Mvidu. I could pick up a spoon. I mean, picking up a spoon is pretty. I mean, a person, a stroke victim, you know, when they start getting movement, they could pick up a spoon. You know, you start with something like a spoon. It's a fine motor skill. It has benefits to be able to pick up a spoon. You couldn't pick up a spoon. I'm trying to envision that. He had a rough day, but you're Esav. You should be able to breathe and pick up a spoon. Couldn't pick up a spoon. So the Beis HaLevi says a fascinating thing, which I want to say a little bedarkoi, but not mamish the same what he's saying. Beis HaLevi says, Lefi pshutoi, the hatav shel hoya shel adoshim, for hoya zeh maichel miyuchud la'avelus kamo shekos of Rashi, mishum hochi bishel adoshim, the ba'oysa yoyim meis avron. Listen to these words of the Beis HaLevi. He says, you know why Esav didn't even identify what it was? He didn't identify. He said, Aliteni no mino odoim ho odoim azeh. You notice? Yaakov is cooking adoshim. We're learning now el cheshlokos. Brochas, perfect time, right? Lentil soup. What bracha would you make a bari priadoma? Why? Because it's called lentil soup. It's not water, it's lentil soup. Perfect timing for this spouse. That's what we're learning now. Esav doesn't call it lentil soup. He calls him in odoim odoim azeh. Give me this red stuff. What's he saying? So the Muslims from say the red and Esav with the whole red business. He says a posh tazach. He says Esav was embarrassed. He knew what's going on here. He was embarrassed. He's asking for the lentil soup that's being cooked for the nicham avelim. He's posh and embarrassed. So he made himself out like he doesn't know what it is. This red stuff, just give me some red stuff. Give me some of this red stuff. He says, V'nizbayesh Esav ba'atzmoy. Esav was embarrassed. He was embarrassed with himself. Even Esav. He wasn't wearing the big shiny silk yarmulke and saying, Yiskalo. But he was still embarrassed with himself. Like, hey, isn't this a shtickle inappropriate? Papa's in the other room on the floor. People are crying. Papi passed away. Papi Avram. He was a great man. And I'm running after the lentil soup that's really for the Michael. It's strange. I'm pathetic. As always, Ok the Beis HaLevi. Ace of himself. It's interesting. The Baal Nam HaGosim is okay. It's okay, he could deal with that. Yeah. Hargas and Efesh. But this he felt a little strange. Zok down. For who lot achar, he's a bvesa velos. For who lot achar achilu shti kedera chazoilum vishikurim. For osa atzmoi ki ilu enoi makir klau batav shil mahu vichiu adoshim. For al kain koroi b'shem hatoya ho'odoim odem azeh. Fascinating pshat. And the Beis HaLevi says, that's why he didn't want to stick his own spoon in. Because if he's going to sit there and sit down and eat it like regular, then obviously you know what you're eating. Just pour the red stuff down there. Come on, just get it down there. That way, he could act oblivious. I saw my brother Jacob in the kitchen making some red stuff. I asked him to pour it down my throat. Also, Atzmai came to Yedea. Azoi Zok the Beis HaLevi. He says, therefore, Valkain, Loyrotz Loich, Loykiderach Anoshim, Shoichlim, the Miyad, Sheyiv Shed Yod, Bikar, Likach Menu Kaf, Yirabain of Shuadosh. Fascinating Pshat. But I want to tell you something very deep that I think we could glean. A little bit different than the Beis HaLevi, but it's because of the Beis HaLevi that I thought of this. Because how do we merge the Beis HaLevi with what Chazal seemed to say is that he didn't have koyach. Haliteni no, pour it down, because I'm oyef, I'm shvach, I push, I have no koyach. Beis HaLevi saying, it wasn't shvach. He was trying to play games. He was trying to make believe, I don't know what this is. Just give me that red stuff. How do we merge these two malchim? It answers the question I asked you, like, well, Esav can't pick up a spoon. Come on. He's walking around. He could pick up a spoon. He's too schwach to. It says right after. It says he came, Vayokom. And I'm sure you learned in yeshiva the way the Rebbe Taisht, my Rebbe Taisht in Yiddish. He came and he didn't kiss the mezuzah. I'm sure you guys got that same shot. Yeah, I see. Right? You remember that, right? Nishke kissed the mezuzah. The pshat, I think, here is very simple. Esav Oroshe, right, was doing all the shtiklach, like Tosfos says. And actually, the same Tosfos says that It was just a Dover Maguna. The fact that he was Baal Na'amaros, it wasn't Takos or Alpidin. It's a Dover Maguna. But then Tosfos says, that's Saint Tosfos. Mechura Dover. V'shatas HaBechoira. He says, it's just like the Pasuk says, Vayim is Esav is HaBechoira. That's not Avera. In other words, Tosfos is trying to say, Baal Na'amaros is not a real Avera. You'll tell me, but the Torah was meramis to it. Chazal tell us he did it as one of the Averas. He says, yeah, but it says Vayim HaBechoira, that's not an Avera. So just like Vayivis was not an Avera, Baal Na'amaros was not. Tosfos puts it into one context. I want to tell you Parshat Shat. We had a Messiah. We had Avraham Avinu. We had Avraham Avinu. As long as Avraham Avinu was alive, he was the patriot of the Mishpacha. He was the Ganz Meisen. Yitzchak Avinu was already the son. If you go, it was the next door. The next door. The Einik Lach. So the Einik Lach. Maybe they wore a kapel, you know, like the Chassidish Rebbe's Einik Lach, they wear some kind of kapeluch to show their Chpen an Einik from the Rebbe. It's a kapeluch. When Avraham Avinu died, now Yitzchak's home becomes the focus of everything. He's now the home, the leader of the world. He's the Av. Kolzman Avraham Avinu was the Av. He's the Av. Now Yitzchak. Now the home of Yitzchak Avinu becomes a leadership home. Now there's an achrayus. Now there's a responsibility. No more games. Now you have to step up to the plate. Esav said, I have no koiches for this. Ki oyei fanoichi. Tafka that day. That day when he had to make a choice. Am I joining now this leadership role? Our home now is going to become the home to God Lador. This is a home where I'm going to be held to certain standards. Beis Yitzchak. Am I going to do it? No. Ki oyei fanoichi. Vayivis is abchoyro. Till now he didn't have to deal with the bechor. Wasn't on the table bechlal. He was able to play games. He just had to stay out of the, make sure he doesn't cross the red lines, which he made sure. Na'amaros, this, that, Nimrod. Made sure we work our way around. Mikenzach fashpilin, we could play games. But now's the red line. Now I have to makabel achrayis. Now I have to make a decision. Am I a bechor, am I not a bechor? The whole idea of Adoshim, of the Michael Avelim, is part of that responsibility. The acknowledgement of the last door leaving and the new door coming. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. He doesn't want to deal with the Adoshim. And that's all part of Vayivez Esav as HaBechor. And that's why Esav tanked when he refused to take the Achrayas. And that was the Dafka today. It answers the kasha. Why today? Because today is when the Achrayas came. Till today the Achrayas wasn't here. Till today he's an Einikul. He's an Einikul. As far as the chash of a person, Yitzchak is a chash of a person. Yitzchak is the leader's son. But now it's a new world. So now that was oye fanoichi from taking the achrayas, and this is something we have to think in life, because so many times we have an achrayas comes our way, and we have a choice. We could either say ki oye fanoichi, say this achrayas shine, this is, or we could embrace it. And you should think about this. Think about what happened to Esav. Esav tanked by reneging on the achrayas. You should never say ki oye fanoichi. Ayid should never say ki oye fanoichi. When the responsibility comes, even if it seems monstrous, if Hashem put it by you, I always tell over the Talmidim, the Ger Rebbe, such an emes of art, that the Ger Rebbe, famous Maisa, I think it was the Beis Yisrael, but it was one of the earlier Ger Rebbes, had a chosid, and the chosid had a tenant. Lived by him. And the tenant that lived by him wasn't paying rent. Wasn't paying rent. So he told him, he was a nice guy. He didn't throw the guy in the street. He told him, listen, I'll give you 6 months. But if you don't pay, I'm going to have to tell you to call Tuv. Anyway, 6 months went by, whatever, a year. He told him, okay, call Tuv. He goes, well, how are you throwing me out? How are you throwing me out? I'm a Jew. You throw me in the street. He said, what do you want? You're not paying rent. I rely on the rent. I can't. So I'm going to tell the Rebbe on you. I know the Ger Rebbe. I'm going to tell the Ger Rebbe on you. I said, tell the Ger Rebbe. Like, you couldn't imagine. The Ger Rebbe will give me a Yashar Koach for keeping the guy a year without paying rent. The guy goes to the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe says, I have to talk to him. He calls the Jew in. Amish laces at him. You take a yid, you throw him on the street. Be ashamed of yourself. The guy says, Rebbe, Pusha, he wasn't paying rent. He said, so what? A Jew's not, he's not paying rent. We have to worry about a Jew who's homeless. What's with you? Baruch Hashem, you have a home. What's with you? He says, I hear what the Rebbe's saying, but I did it for 6 months or a year, whatever the story was. If the guy needs a dwelling, so let's make a collection in Ger. I'll also give, I gave the last 6 months a year. I'm willing, I'll give $100 a month too. What? Why is it all on me? The Rebbe said, if a mitzvah falls on your lap, it means Hashem's telling you to do it. He's by you. And the chassid looks at the Rebbe. Chassid accepts whatever the Rebbe says. He says, and the Rebbe says, and it's a mefurish mishnah. Wow, it's a mefurish mishnah. He said, which mishnah? It's a mishnah that you're all familiar with, because last week's Medrash Pliya. So what does the Mishnah say? He can't get married. He's stuck. He's in limbo. He has identity crisis. He's not an Eved. He's not a Ben Chayrin. He's stuck. That's Beis Shammai Shita. At the end, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. Ask the Ger Rebbe. I don't understand. Beis Shammai have a taina. This guy can't be Mekayim Piri of Olivia. He's stuck. He can't marry a Shifra because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin because he's half Eved. He's stuck. Fine. So make a collection in Klal Yisrael and pay them Odin. It says the Odin frees him and the Odin holds a note that he owes him money. Why is the Odin's problem? It's Klal Yisrael's problem. If it's $100,000, make a collection in Klal Yisrael. Let 1,000 people give $100. The Odin could also give $100. And done. Why is it his problem? Says the Ger Rebbe state in their Mishnah that the mitzvah is on your lap. You own it. It's by you. You own it. You own it. What does that mean? What's the depth behind it? Is that if the Eibishter gives you a achrayus, you could do it. Never say that I'm oyev. That's what Esav did. When the responsibility came, imagine how Esav could have been a different Bria if he wouldn't have said ki oyev anoich. If he wouldn't have said halitaini no min ha'odem azeh, let me forget about these lentils, let's forget about the b'chayra, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't want to deal with it. It was all in shrinking the achrayas. So whenever you achrayas comes your way, no matter how big it is, if the Eibishter to put it on your lap, never say ki oyev anoich. You'll be zeichet to all the brachas. How are you?
Why couldn't he lift up this point?